I want you to, just as a, just so that he'll know what the problem is.
Talk to Ron.
No, just ask Ron to get the transcript, because apparently it was pretty vicious.
Okay.
I mean, and Ron, I know he doesn't have any responsibility in this field, but he has some, really, you know, where she's concerned. She should, remember, I wrote you a memorandum, she really shouldn't do these things, because they bother her so much.
That's right.
I think, yeah, but they don't mean that much, but she, I guess the woman was pretty rough. She went into the, she says, well, you're known as Plastic Pat, and your husband is known as Gloomy Dick, or something like
good
that.
Good Lord.
And said that we understand that the relations between you and President Eisenhower were so cool that you were never on the second floor during the whole 8 years. Which, of course, is just bullshit. We were there perhaps 50 times.
Jeez. You know, that's incredible.
Or in any number of course, he chiefs of state on other occasions, too. But just at all of the left-wing horrible stuff.
Yep.
Now, goddammit, we don't have to take that kind of stuff. Or do you agree?
I completely agree. There's, in the first place, there's no point in her doing an interview with someone like that at all.
That's right. And for this reason, I'm going to be really tough now.
Yep.
I want him to cancel right now. He's not going to do that CBS thing, that son of a bitch. This was CBS, you understand. That's spite suffering. We'll just do it with NBC.
Yep. Cancel what thing?
You know the one that goddamn Cobb wants to do.
Oh, Henry's.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's to cancel it in about 15 minutes. Is that clear?
It isn't set, so there's nothing to cancel.
That's fine. I just want him to know that he's not...
Right.
I will not approve his doing Cobb.
Right.
We'll get somebody else to do it.
Okay.
We'll offer it to a network. But I'm not going to have Cobb do it.
Okay, fine.
I mean, this kind of thing is... and he's to get the transcript and...
yeah.
Because I think, Bob Buca, we've got to play a pretty rough game. I mean, we do have our... I know Ziegler isn't among them, but we do have our soft heads who think the press is awful nice and this and that. Well, goddammit. Now, they wouldn't... Please, this is an insulting kind of question, you know.
Yeah.
Went into the, what about the Checker speech? Not one single question about her travels around the world and how she was received in China and Russia. I mean, the big things. Not one goddamn one. But just a total son of a bitching inquisition. And I want Ron to know that I'm Mr. Van. He is to be sure so that Cobb is not planning it.
Yep.
Just to let him know, I'm sorry. I just want you to know, I just can't do it. Don't explain.
Yeah.
Just said don't count that in your future plans.
Yep.
We're going to have him do something else.
Okay.
Would you mind now?
Nope, it's fine.
I just think it makes me feel better to do it that way, too.
Right.
Cobb is out under all circumstances.
Right.
Now, and then Ron can look this over and he'll see why.
Now, do you want to figure on going down tomorrow?
Well, I don't really have to. It's a question, really, of your checking the. I mean, the Olympic thing might be a good thing, but I'll check what Julie said about tomorrow around noon.
Okay.
And determine it then.
Okay, and you can just go down and drop in at the last minute if that's what.
Yeah.
Works.
Tell
out.
Me. We just don't know yet. You can't tell me yet as to when they would all be foregathered in any one place.
3 o'clock.
They'll be in the big room, the East Room, at 3
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, it's set as a reception.
Right.
At 3 o'clock. It'll probably, you know, be a few minutes after 3, but I mean, that's
so
the...
You're there, I'd drop in.
Yeah.
Do that. That's the only reason, only thing I'd be going back for, wouldn't it, just that?
Yep, really is.
Well, whether it's worth that, I don't know. It may not be. It isn't going to be missed particularly. I have the big reception.
Nope.
It would add something if we did it.
It would add something, but you'd, yeah. You know, you'd counterbalance it with the risk, and so you just got to...
Yeah. Ron, do two things. He's to get a copy of that transcript. Now, Connie ought to have her fat ass, ought to have it already, I mean. But she probably hasn't, you know.
Yep.
Ron would have had it, of course. Just tell her to call Connie and tell her to have it. And if she doesn't have it, he's to call the station and get it immediately.
Yep.
Second, I want him to tell Cobb, he is to say that, oh, you know, we've been looking over the schedule here, and we won't be able to do that. Now just cut the goddamn thing off.
Okay.
And if we can't get it from somebody else, we can't get it, but we can. If nothing else, we'll get Howard Smith to ask the questions.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, somebody will take the R.
Yep.
Okay. Now, anything else that developed since I last talked to you?
No, sir.
Quiet. I don't mind doing the Olympic thing, as I said.
Okay, well, they're doing some discreet inside checking, trying to get a reading on what kind of guys there are in there, whether there are any, you know, real rabble-rousers.
They can usually find out in advance. They all talk a lot, you know.
Well, that's,
what they're planning to do.
The problem is they come from all over, and it's kind of, nobody exactly knows, and that, but we'll get a reading.
It just may be that there's a treaty worth my time going down there.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances.
Right.
Have you got any report on Magruder yet, by any chance?
Nope. I won't have for a while.
Oh, that's right. It's only 4 o'clock. 4:05. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Ron will follow through.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then tell him I'd like for him to give me a report on what he thinks of it.
Okay.
The same thing. But I'm going to punish these CBS people now.
Right.
God damn it. There are other networks.
Absolutely. Well, no question.
They've done things, and what I will do is simply do